blessings to you all. We're all blessed and highly favored. Amen. I just wanted to say that the Holy Spirit asked me to come this morning and share this with you because he reminded me that we should all be open. Our spirit should all be open for him to speak to us. Okay, every day, every minute, every hour, waking hour, or even when we're asleep, be ready for the Holy Spirit to speak to you. But what happened is I worked there part-time at the golf course, and we had a tournament with a nonprofit organization called Flow that provides tutors for underprivileged kids and kids that are in need, kids in poverty and so forth. And in any event, they had a hole number 17, a par 3, that was set up for anyone who had a par or had a hole in one, that they could win a car and a set of clubs and cash prize from the pro shop. Wow, awesome. Okay, well, the whole event, the tournament was going through, and it came down to the last two groups. I happened to be over at the hole number 17 tee. I was watching the foursome on 16 putt out, and then they went up to 17, and they played the hole. One gentleman got about eight feet from the cup, so that was the closest that group had. Well, the next group was on the green on number 16, and the Holy Spirit said to me, somebody in this group is going to win this car and have a hole in one. Well, there was a young lady from the car company, from the dealership, there witnessing this, and I went down by the green. I did not tell them what the word was at that time. And the first two men teed off. One was short of the green, one was in the trap. The third one, I was talking with the young lady for a minute. We were watching the cup, and all of a sudden, he hit his ball, it got on the green, rolled, hit the pin right in the center of the pin and dropped in the hole. We all went, praise the Lord, and this young man ran from the tee to the hole. You can imagine how excited he was, praising the Lord all the way up to the hole. He'd never had a hole in one before. Of course, I'd never had one. I hadn't been a witness to one until that very moment. So praise the Lord, and we had a chance to witness with them, and just it was an awesome experience. So just be ready for the Holy Spirit to speak to you. And I did share with them, in fact, one of the foursome was an assistant pastor over at the Church of All Nations. So thank you very much, and God bless you.
God bless you, Alan. Thank you very much. Yes. Well, he's leaving and going to the Philippines. Yeah, he's leaving on the 12th. I don't want to get in. So I asked him to share a scripture and some things that he, you know.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor.
You bet. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. My wife, Ava. This is our youngest, Justine. Our other daughter's at a sleepover because it's the last time she's going to be able to see a couple of her friends and... I almost don't know what to say, but I got to say something because I know we got, amen. I mean, it's just been an awesome experience being here. It's been an awesome experience. And actually, Pastor, I counted. It's been 9 months.
Really?
9 months. So this morning when I was in prayer, I said, Lord, that's like a birthing. I mean, it's like this ministry, what God has done in our family during our 9 months is birthing us into the next phase of what he has
praise
us
God.
To do.
Praise
amen.
God. Yeah, praise God.
Amen.
God bless you, Greg. You bet.
Amen. And, you know, just to not make this so long, my wife, Ava, she's from the Philippines. Long story, but I met her and married her there in the Philippines. And we're going back to the Philippines because the Lord is leading us there. Here, the Lord had me doing a lot of prison ministry and different things here in this city. And so many people I'd like to say thank you to, and I love you, but I love everyone. And everyone has been so kind to our family and loving. And I found out about Creative Faith through Chris. And when I came here, instantly, I knew that this was God-appointed. I knew it was God-appointed for us to be here. And in myself, I said, you know, Lord, I wish that we had been here sooner. But it's all in God's timing.
Amen.
You know, it's all in God's timing. And so we're going to the Philippines. We're going to be working for the Lord there. We're going to be serving the Lord. And, you know, I must say this real quick. I'm not going to take too much time. But the 9 months that we've been here, even before I came to this church, I'd seen God do a lot of things. Been able to experience God do a lot of things. And I can honestly say that these 9 months have impacted my spiritual walk more than my entire Christian walk before these 9 months here at this church. You know, it's easy sometimes to take for granted what we have. Let's not take for granted what God has given us right here in this ministry, what God is doing right here in this ministry. You know, sometimes we can, but I just wanted to share a little something that God has spoken to me during the time here.
Sure.
In Matthew 16, Jesus talks about giving us the keys of the kingdom. The keys of the kingdom. And when you look at the body of Christ, and you can see God is doing some shaking up because he wants us to stop bickering. He wants us to start walking in the things of the Spirit. And one of the things the Lord had shared with me through just revelation of things going on in this church is all the bickering, all the things that we see going on, the negative things in the church. When I say the church, I'm talking about collectively. The negative things are outside the door. They're outside the door. We're debating about theology. We're debating about who's got it right. We're debating all these things, and we're not even inside the door. Jesus said, I give you the keys to the kingdom. A key is an access point. A key is to access into, amen. And Jesus is the door. But he didn't say he gave us one key. He gave us a lot of keys. Worship, the blood, the name, all these different things. But, you know, I can say during these last 9 months, it's awesome because it's been a fantastic ride. If people say the Christian walk is boring, they don't know what they're talking about. Because over the last 9 months, let me tell you, our family has faced more trials within a short period of time than we've ever faced before. And we've had more victories in the name of Jesus in the last 9 months
hallelujah.
Than we've ever had before.
Praise the Lord.
And I believe one of those keys, Pastor, that I've learned here is, you know, we don't want to go through trials. Why is this going on? What's going on? But I believe one of the keys that I've picked up here is my confession of faith in the midst of the trial.
Amen.
That is the key. Jesus says, I will unlock mysteries to you if you will confess me in the midst of the trial. Confess who I say that you are in the midst of the trial. Because the devil will have us trying to think, well, you know what? Maybe I'm not who God says I am. Maybe that's somebody else. Maybe God will do that in somebody else's life. But the Lord says, confess in the midst of the trial. Go through the baptism of fire. Amen. Let's thank God for the trials. You know, I've shared whenever something would happen, I come on Tuesday and, Pastor, this is what's going on. This is what's going on. And every single trial, the word says that that many are the afflictions of the righteous. And the Lord delivers us
amen.
From every
yes.
single one of them.
Hallelujah.
He is good. He is good. And I'm just going to close with this. In the kingdom, can you turn to Hebrews 11:2? In the kingdom, because outside is all the bickering. Inside is the presence of Jesus. And when we enter the kingdom, and the kingdom is a person, he's Jesus, he enters us.
Yeah.
He changes how we think. He changes how we view things. He changes how we view others, how we view ourselves, how we view this world. He renews our mind. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11 says this. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are one. Both he who sanctifies, that's Jesus, and those who are being sanctified are one. For this reason, he is not ashamed to call them us brethren. He is sanctifying us. He is making us more into his image. And, you know, we are a walking cross. Because
amen.
We're made from the dust of the earth. But now the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of heaven, we're an intersection, the dust of the earth, the Spirit of God is living in us. That's an intersection. We are a walking cross. Never forget it. The cross is a place of suffering, and it's a place of victory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor, for everything that you have imparted, not only what you've taught, but what you've imparted. This is a reference point. This is a huge reference point in my spiritual walk. Until the Lord comes to take us home.
You better stay in touch. Or God will spank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. You bet. Amen. Well, Well, I said Friday jokingly, I may be in the Philippines preaching. Amen. You know, we've backed a lot of people overseas, but we never knew who we were backing. You know, that's kind of a, we sent about $13,000 or $14,000 at one time to somebody in the Philippines. They helped him get him a motorcycle so he could go up in the mountains. And we had these radios that you could crank, and they would play, and then you have to re-crank it again. It didn't need electricity. And so we wanted to spread that all through the Philippines, and something went wrong with our contact. And another contact, the guy who I knew, he died. I didn't know this. And his brother took all his licenses and all that stuff out of his pocket and wrote to everybody, and everybody was sending his brother money, but he wasn't even saved. He was doop, 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 you know. So it's nice to have somebody over there you know. Amen. This time, you know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, God wants to talk this morning about Jesus' lifestyle. Amen? Amen. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I have to unzip here. Praise God. Turn, if you would, Jerry, to John 14:27. Because we are human beings and we have emotions, we have five senses, we are constantly moved by emotions, and our mind is constantly enmity against God. And so every time something happens in our finances or happens in our marriage or our children or something touches us, and so we come unglued. And Jesus had a lifestyle, and he met with the devil, and he beat up the devil, and he met with sickness and disease and leprosy and so on and so forth. But his lifestyle was that he was always in contact with the Father. In other words, he said what the Father said, he done what the Father done. And so that's a spiritual world. And so Jesus had the Spirit of God come upon him. We have the Holy Spirit, as Greg said, in us to teach us the spiritual side of God. Your flesh can't touch it, teach you that. See, if your flesh tries to teach you, you'll get all emotionally involved, and you'll get hurt, and you'll get mad at your someone across the street or someone in the church, or you'll get mad at the pastor because he said something wrong, and maybe the word that he gave you, and that's not what the word you wanted to hear, but that's the word God gave you. And so a lot of us are very, very highly emotional about a lot of different things. And that's our five senses. So it's important to learn the lifestyle of Jesus. And what does that mean? Well, it says up here, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Number one, God wants you to be in peace all the time. No matter what's going on, he wants the Holy Spirit in us to teach us that peace. That's his lifestyle. Whatever Jesus went up against, when they came to try to throw him and kill him and throw him off the cliff, he disappeared. When he went to the cross and so on and so forth. So he always had peace because the spirit world or his Father was always in peace. Can you understand that? And the Holy Spirit, you see, would talk to him, and he kept Jesus in peace. So no matter what Jesus came up against, he was always in peace. And that peace he's left with us to teach us that lifestyle, because we have a lot of storms in life. We have a lot of attacks in life. We have a lot of the enemies out there, and he's always trying to throw something at us and try to trip us up. And there's always kind of trials and testings. If we're not careful, when you get in a trial, your emotions will kick in, and you don't allow the Holy Spirit to teach you about that peace. Because no matter what storm is going on, the peace of God in you, that's his lifestyle, he wants you to be able to understand that, receive it, and not let the enemy steal your peace. Not let sickness or disease or temptation or whatever it may be steal your peace. Amen? And it says, don't let your heart be troubled. So what we do is our hearts always being troubled about something. We see the fire up here. Our hearts were troubled. We see all kinds of different things going on. Our hearts get troubled. We get caught up in emotions, you see. But the Holy Spirit wants you to teach you how not to have your heart troubled. Amen? Hallelujah. So that's the lifestyle of Jesus. Two things. Peace I leave with you. So he's given us that peace, correct? It's the spirit of peace. You see, because your mind is enmity against God, so it takes the spirit of God to bring peace in your life. So no matter what's going on, we should have that peace of God. Yes, you can pray about a situation, but you still should be in God's peace. And because in many storms, as we take this journey in this flesh through this world, there's going to be many storms that come against us in different ways. It may be come through our children. It may come through husband or wife. It may come through religion. It may come through all kinds of different ways. And we have to be careful that it doesn't trouble our hearts so much that we get caught up emotionally and the peace is stolen from us. Amen? So it's something I have learned over the weeks and months and years. I'm not disturbed because this place hasn't packed out. I'm not disturbed because I'm in His calling, you see. I'm at peace with God. I'm in His peace. And I know He's going to take care of all things, no matter what's going on. And me and my wife have had many, 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 many trials over 35 years. Many testings about many different things. Then that's one of the things God has blessed me. Way back when I had multiple sclerosis, I was trying to find a way of, and I was trying all kinds of different things. And when I got saved, God says, you're not in my peace. Because if I'm in His peace, I know the storm's going to stop. I know the healing's going to come. I know it belongs to me. So I couldn't let my heart be troubled over when my arm didn't work or I get double vision and all kinds of different things, and I was kind of stumbling around and everything else, that my heart wanted to get troubled. I wanted to go to people and try to have them tell me, how can we correct this? Well, the doctor said to me at one time, there's nothing I can do for you. Might as well just go home. At that time, now there's different things they're giving people today, but so when I got saved, God kept telling me, you're not at peace. You're not at peace. Because if you're at peace, you know the storm's going to stop. So when I'm in peace, I finally get in peace, and I learned it. The Holy Spirit taught me that supernatural spiritual peace. Healing came into my body. And so the storm stopped. But my heart's been troubled by a lot of things, and I have to control that. I can't allow myself to get troubled over this or that or what I hear here and what I hear over there and so on and so forth. God wants you. That's the lifestyle of Jesus right there. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. The world can't give you peace. I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Well, don't you see an awful lot of fear today about different things? You know, we see the water in Russia. It rains so much. There's a big flood going on in Russia. There's a big flood going on in Britain, where they're going to have the Summer Olympics in 3 weeks from now. There's all kinds of fires going on. There's all kinds of wars and rumors of wars and all kinds of things. Listen, saints, peace will let you occupy until He comes. Don't try to get into God's business. Don't try to tell He's coming back. Now, the Word of God talks about all this stuff, but there's a tremendous amount of fear going on right now. And what it is we want the government to supply everything. Everybody is turning to the government for things. And God wants, and that means that you don't think that you have the power, the knowledge, or the wisdom to be successful. You don't think you can get a job. Or the kind of job, you're afraid. There's a lot of fear going on. And that's a spirit of fear. But God says if you're in His peace, you won't get in fear. Your heart won't be troubled. So there's a key here, as He was talking about the keys of the kingdom. That is peace. You will have your due season. Amen? Well, there's a certain way of staying in this peace and not letting your heart be troubled and get into fear. My wife has been attacked several times in our marriage, and I don't get into fear. I'm at complete peace about what the enemy tries to do on her and so on. So complete peace, and we sit down, we talk, we take communion, we pray. I just know God's going to take care of things, and I don't allow the enemy. Now he throws darts in my mind. I hold the shield up. I hold the blood up. I hold the name of Jesus. I hold righteousness up in Jesus Christ. I hold grace up and mercy and compassion. You see, I hold faith up. Because our minds are very, like sponges of the world, and it'll just drink in all kinds of weird stuff and so on and so forth. So God said, this is my lifestyle, and if we can just learn this here, there's going to be a lot of things that happen in America, and you can't allow your flesh to kick in, your emotions to kick in. You can't allow the devil to steal your peace. You can't get in fear, saints. That's a spirit. So you need to take authority over that spirit of fear. And when your emotions start, now listen, emotions are a good thing, but they're not good when you're trying to flow with God. They really ain't. I know people say ain't in the Bible. It's in my Bible. I mean in the dictionary, but it's in my dictionary. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I said ain't one time, and I got a five-page letter from somebody who was very educated and really told me a whole bunch of stuff. Well, I filed in file 13. Zzz. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I'm just going to be myself. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, turn to Romans 4:17, if you would, Jerry. Hallelujah. Romans 4:17. says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. Talking about Abraham, right? This is very, very interesting, saints. You know, a lot of people came against Copeland because they put their own ideas, and they said, name it and claim it and blab it and all that stuff. Well, you know who put that in place? God did. Now, God didn't say name it and claim it and blab it. That's not what God said. But just try to grasp today, and this is how it'll keep you in peace. It'll keep you in that place of God, the lifestyle of Jesus. As it is written, I made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed. God, who gives life to the dead, calls those things which do not exist as though they did. So when you go to Genesis 17, where was it here? Genesis 17, you find out that he calls Abraham. And he says, this is what I'm going to do. In other words, he's saying things, he's calling things before it even exist. So if you're going to get along in life spiritually, you need to call in righteousness. You need to call in peace. You need to call in compassion. You need to call in grace. You need to, even though it may not be working in your life, you need to call that in. Why? Because God set the example. He set the groundwork. And so I'm going to call in peace, you see. I'm not going to allow the spirit of fear. I'm not going to allow my heart be troubled because I know God's in charge. I know that God is in me. And so he said to Abraham, I'm going to change your name to Abraham. And every time you hear Abraham, it's going to remind you of all the things I spoke into your life before they came to pass. So he's the one that started it, God. He called those things that were not as though they were. So when we start saying that, different denominations don't believe in that. But God's the one that done it. It's just like tongues. Jesus said in Mark 16, tongues are a sign from God. And when you speak in tongues, you're talking right directly to God. Well, a lot of people reject this stuff. They reject the Word of God. They pick and choose what they want the Word of God to bless them, and that's what they want to agree with. But God says, I have a lifestyle. And anytime you get outside of God's Word and not doing it God's way and not calling the Spirit of God to help you with who's in you, you see, you'll get rattled. Amen? And so God wants you to call those things that is not as though they are. Before it is even happening in your life, God wants you to call in financial blessings. He wants you to call in the blessings of Abraham through Christ Jesus. He wants you to speak, even though it's not happening, even though your checkbook may say zero, he wants you to call it, he wants you to speak it. Because that's the one, he put that in place, God the Father did, by saying to Abraham, all these things are going to happen to you before they happened. And when you hear Abraham, he said to Abraham, it'll remind you of all the things I spoke into your life. So you and I want to know the lifestyle. You and I want to know. Well, you start calling things into place. Amen? Now turn down to 4:19 and 20. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was 100 years old in the deadness of Sarah's womb. Can you imagine God's about to start using him when he's at that age? A lot of us, you see, are told by the world, and we kind of kick back and become couch potatoes and because the government says, oh, you need to retire at this age and so on, so God ain't going to use you, you're too old and so on and so forth. Maybe you've done too much. Listen to what God is saying here, saints. He took him at 100 years old and Sarah and brought a child in them. Unbelievable stuff, a miracle of God. And he told Abraham this was going to happen. Amen? So it's not wrong to call the finances in. It's not wrong to call the blessings and promises of Jesus Christ, even though they ain't existing right now. If you want his lifestyle, you got to do it his way. And the Spirit of God will take you and put you in the Word of God and cause you to call those things. Hallelujah. See, that's the reason why I don't get upset when certain things go on in my life. Because God has built that peace. It's really a powerful thing, saints. I don't have fear about things. My heart's not troubled about different things. Even though when you watch the news, like in Chicago, there's 274 murders, in 2 or 3 days or whatever it is. That's more than being killed in Afghanistan or Pakistan. See, I don't get troubled with all that stuff. I'm going to stay in your peace, Jesus. So you got the Spirit of God to keep you in that peace. He'll help you. He'll teach you. He'll counsel you. Hallelujah. So God wants you to know it's not too late for your life. If it's not too late for Abraham and Sarah, it's not too late for your life. Really think of a big God. Think of a God that will do great things through you. Amen? See, he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he'll do great things through you. But sometimes we get out of the peace, we get into the emotions, we get into fear, and we say, oh, it's too late. You remember I done this and I done that and so on and so forth? Well, saints, you remember Samson in Judges? God gave him a second chance. They dug his eyes out. He said something, done thing, and he loved prostitutes, you know. He slept with prostitutes. That's a true story. And God called him. And God gave him a second chance. Think about it. See, don't let fear, don't let your emotions start determining your call or what God's going to do with you. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. Don't have that fear. I don't care where you've been, what you've done. I'm telling you, saints, we have wrote off God as just he ain't ever going to do anything through me. Well, he won't. You saying that stuff, you got to say what the Word of God says about you. Amen? Hallelujah. So this is God's lifestyle. In verse 20 down there, he did not waver. See, sometimes, saints, we waver at the promises. And this promise is from Matthew to Revelation. We waver at the promises. When God promises you a due season, or God promises you that the gifts will manifest in your life, God promises you his love, God promises you you're washed in his blood and your sins are forgiven, we waver at the promises of God. You know why? We're back into our emotions. We're not in the peace. We're in fear. So Samson, He was sleeping with all kinds of prostitutes. And yet he killed I don't know how many people with his bare hands. Think about it. He did not waver at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Well, that peace will keep you there, saints. God wants you to know this is his lifestyle. You get outside of his peace, you get into your emotions, and your heart starts being troubled. All of a sudden, you're in fear. How God going to do this? Oh, what's going to happen over there? How come God's going to, what's going to do this? If you stay in his peace, you'll know what's going to happen. You'll know the promises of God will manifest in your life. Amen? Amen? They will manifest in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Now turn to James, if you would. James 2:26. Jerry, please. James 2:26. Hallelujah. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. God wants you to understand what the works are. Anything you do by faith is works. Faith will be dead. But if you do works by faith, faith is alive. So if you walk in his peace, that's faith. For as the body without the spirit, we know we need the spirit to have life in us. That's the spirit, the Holy Spirit, as we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Without the spirit is dead. So faith without works is dead. So we've always wondered what the works are. The works are what you do in the word of God by faith. And so I'm going to walk in peace by faith. I'm not going to allow my heart to be troubled by faith. I'm not going to walk in fear by faith. That is what he's talking about. When you do things by faith, you see, that's the works he wants you to do. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And all of us here could be doing a lot more for Jesus, leading people to Jesus, laying hands on the sick, casting out demons, you see, and doing all kinds of different things as the Lord gives and the Lord provides the anointing of the Holy Spirit in your life. But if you're not in his peace, you won't be able to flow. Hallelujah. Amen? Praise you, Jesus. Turn to Revelation 3:8 now. Praise you, Jesus. Revelation 3:8. Oh, blessed Jesus. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door. See, God has set before us an open door to get saved, to walk in righteousness, to flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You see, the flow in his love, the flow in his forgiveness, the flow in the power of his Spirit. God's opened that door. That door's been opened to us. He's opened the door of peace. He's opened the door to give you power so your heart won't be troubled. So you won't walk in fear. He's opened that door. Listen now, saints. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door. And no one can shut it. See, the only one can shut it is us, saints. If we get into our emotions and we get into fear and we don't walk in his lifestyle, which is peace, if we don't have this relationship as Jesus did with the Father God in heaven, we got to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We got to say the things he says. That's why we confess things when we come together here. See, that excites the Holy Spirit in you and in this place. And the glory of Jesus will fall. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. He said, any door I open, no man will close. Well, Jesus has already opened the door of peace. He's opened the door of forgiveness. He's opened the door of love. He's opened the door of being washed in the blood as we've accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. When you start looking at what has he opened for me? Everything. If you're born again, everything. He's opened the door to success. He's opened the door to the blessings of Abraham. Has he not? See, that's the way I approach the Word of God. I'm not going to sit here and try to figure out, well, he's not talking, he's talking. No. Jesus Christ is the door. He's opened that door. You and I have stepped through that door. We've accepted Jesus Christ into our lives. So when we accepted him into our lives, the Spirit of God came in our lives to teach us all the promises and all the doors that have been opened to us. And then by faith, we're going to walk in them. Amen? You know, in 1 Corinthians 16:9, Paul says this, a door has been opened, but there are many adversaries. See, as we come out of the baby stage and we start getting into other things, there's all kinds of testings and trials, all kinds of tribulations. You know, John G. Lake had a daughter. Her name was Gertrude. And after John G. Lake died, they asked her, her and her husband was invited to this particular guy's house, and they said, what really do you remember about your dad, about your father? What's the most important thing you remember? And you'd think he would be talking about miracles, and she'd be saying all miracles and all stuff. He said, she said, the tribulations he went through. That's what impressed her, because he got through them, and he still done miracles and served God. But she didn't say miracles. She said the tribulations he went through. You know, it was like a Job thing. Half his family died. Half his family was sick. He married a beautiful woman. She got sick. His son got sick. And he begged God, teach me how to teach people how to receive your healing from you, Jesus. Teach you. And he really fought and battled for that. But up until that point, and then he had some real physical problems himself and so on and so forth. But that's what she remembered about her dad. The tribulations, the great tribulations he went through. And everybody here has been through some kind of tribulations. And Paul says, a door has been opened for me, but there's many great adversaries. You know something? If you try to walk with Jesus, if you try to get in ministry, I'm telling you, the enemy's going to do all kinds of things. Your key is to stay in his peace. Don't let your emotions run your life. Don't get in fear. Don't say, well, what if it doesn't happen? That means you're outside of the peace. If you stay in the peace, you know it's going to happen. God can't refuse you because of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. In 2 Samuel 5:19, David inquired of the Lord, and shall I go up against the Philistine? And the Lord said, I have delivered him to your hand. Before it happened, I have delivered him to your hand. But he inquired first, but the Lord said he's already been given to you. But that didn't mean he didn't have to go up in battle and get it. See, he's already delivered us forgiveness and love and power and the blood covenant and the door that he said he's opened. He's already given us peace. But we may have some adversaries. We may have to fight for some things. Number one, your head. The works of the flesh. Your head will say, I don't want to do that. I'm not called to do that. Have you ever heard that little statement? I ain't called to do that. Cafeteria Christians, we pick and choose. David inquired of the Lord, shall I go up against the Philistine? Yes, he said, I ain't going up there if I'm going to lose. Say, I'm a winner. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above, not beneath. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, I have delivered him into your hand. The same what he did with Abraham. He called it before it happened. You see, what he done with David, he called it before it happened. And you and I, God wants us to call those things. And the key word is call it in the name of Jesus. Even though it ain't manifested, call it in. Hallelujah. Turn to Mark, if you would, Jerry. Mark 11:23. Mark. Hey, Marky. I got a Marky over here. Praise God. You got 27 up there. For surely I say to you, whoever says to the mountain, says to the financial problem, says to the sickness, says to the demon, says to the principalities and powers, says to your head, says to the flesh. And these are the mountains. See, God's going to say the same thing he said to David. It's yours. I've opened the door. You have the peace. If I say to the mountain, will it move? It's already yours. You know what the trouble is? We get into our emotions. We get into fear. Well, what if it don't happen? It will happen. He's faithful to the blood covenant. It will happen. Say, it will happen. I'm somebody. I'm more than a conqueror. God loves me. I'm a daughter of God. I'm a son of God through Jesus Christ. I'm a king. I'm a priest. I'm part of his body. And I'm going to function in the peace and the power of the Holy Ghost that Jesus may get the glory. Whoever says to this mountain, you notice he didn't say fivefold? Whoever. Whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt. You know what the trouble is? We get into the emotional part of it. You see, we get into fear because it didn't move. God said to David, you already have the Philistine. God said to Abraham, these blessings are yours. I'm going to call you Abraham. I want you to identify with me. And when you hear Abraham, you're going to remember everything I spoke to you. When you hear the cross, you ought to know everything that God gave you through Jesus Christ. Amen? It should bring to your remembrance that you're delivered, that he loves you, that your sins are forgiven, that disease is gone. Amen? Be removed and be cast into the sea and does not doubt in his heart. See, there's that whole thing, peace, and don't let your heart be troubled. See, a lot of people's heart gets troubled. But believe that those things he says will be done. He will have whatever he says. Within the framework of Jesus Christ, within the resurrection power, it's all available to all of us. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So you got to learn to start speaking, calling those things in. Isn't that what God said? I call those things that are not as though they are. See, I'm loved by God. I'm beautiful. I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. Never mind what your flesh says. Never mind what your mind says. Call it in. You're in right standing. You can't do anymore. You have a great grace, a mercy, a compassion. You have his great mercy, his great mercy, his great mercy. Say, I have God's mercy. See, you got to call it in, saints. If God set the pattern, God set the way, then Jesus is saying here, for surely I say to you, whoever says to the mountain, whoever, be removed and be cast into the sea, does not doubt in his heart. See, that's that lifestyle of God. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't get into fear. Stay in the peace of God. I've left peace with you. You know what the trouble is? Most of us don't know how to operate in it. We don't know how to move in it. We have such great adversaries and battles against our mind. You see, we don't, at that moment, we say, I can't pick up the shield. I can't say nothing. I can't pray. I can't. You can do all things through his strength. And his strength is his spirit in you. The anointing. He says, you have anointing. He'll teach you all things. He'll teach you. He'll give life to your mortal body. Are you tired? Is your body run down? He'll give life to your mortal body. Hallelujah. Don't let your heart be troubled, saints. Praise you, Jesus. Well, are you blessed? There ain't no point going on. Some of you people's minds have already gone off to California. Bang, bang, wake them up. I said bang, bang like that because, you know, there's no firecrackers allowed. Hallelujah. You got a firecracker. The Holy Ghost is an explosion in your life. Amen? Listen to me, saints. Don't try to work yourself right. Don't try to work yourself in favor with God. It doesn't mean you don't pray and you don't speak the word of God. You already have it. It grieves the Holy. You know the Bible talks about don't grieve the Holy Spirit? It grieves the Holy Spirit when we don't accept the things that Jesus has done for us. When we don't look into the door he's opened. When we get convicted about something we've done in life, you see, you ought to just call upon the blood. Call upon his mercy. I tell people, you see, the Bible says that the Holy Ghost has come to convict the world. Are you the world? Are you the world? Then he ain't going to convict you. You know what he's going to do? He's going to teach you who you are in Christ. Because he's already washed us. Your name's written down in heaven. What do you want? Written on God's forehead? It's already written down. So the Holy Ghost ain't running around convicting you. We are the body of Christ. We are priests and kings. We are sons and daughters. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. He's going to teach us how to walk in peace. He's going to teach us how to walk in the mind of Christ. And if he took our sins, Holy Ghost ain't going to come around. You remember you done a week ago? It's all under the blood. See, people have trouble receiving this. You know why? It reminds me of the Catholic Church. I was raised in the Catholic Church. We always had to do repentance. We had to go up and say 10 Hail Marys and 12 Our Fathers and turn around 3 times and see if Mary's winking at you from the statue or... If there's any Catholics there, don't blow your top. We have our problems, but they have their problems. 5,000 children have been molested. You know what our problem is here in this church? We don't know who we are in Christ. We don't say the right things. We get into our emotions. Our heart's always troubling us. We always get in fear. Hallelujah. If you see the devil coming down the highway in a tank, step right in front of him. Stick your finger in the gun and speak in the name of Jesus. The tank will disappear. His power will disappear. And you'll be free to continue your journey. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, I want some more. Come on back next Friday and Sunday. Go home and chew on this. Swallow it. Don't be like a cow and cuff it up and re-chew it. Cough it up. Swallow. Let it become a part of your life. Let it run through your veins. Let it become a part of your thinking so you won't have that stinking thinking. I wonder if God loves me. I wonder if I'm going to make it. We ain't got no right questioning God. He's already said. Hasn't he? He said to David, I've already given you the Philistine. I've already given you power over demons and principalities. I've already given you power over the flesh. I've already given you power over sin. It's time for people start laughing. Ha, 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 devil! God laughed at him. We know who the king is. The devil ain't in heaven no more. He got kicked out. Praise you, Jesus. Play number 10 in the orange. And then number 44 in the pink. No. Hallelujah. Let's just worship the Lord here. Are you happy? Amen. Are you blessed? Amen. Are you refreshed? Amen. Say thank you, Jesus. If you could hear me sometimes in my prayer closet at home, you know, everybody thought Jesus was a little wacko. He was always talking in parables and all kinds of different things. Listen to this. Close your eyes and just worship the Lord. We praise,
Blessed be your name. God of Jacob, Shepherd of Israel, holy unto your name, holy unto your name. Son of righteousness, and the Lamb who was slain. You're the lily of the valley. You're my bright and morning star. You're the beginning and the end. You're the everlasting Father. You're the God, God of all glory. You're my healer and the King of kings, my deliverer and my friend. You're the sweet rose of Sharon. You're all love and you're all power. You're merciful and you're mighty. You're the Redeemer of all mankind. You're the Lion, the Lion of Judah. You're the ruler of this whole universe. You're the Most High Messiah. You're the soon coming King. Holy, holy is your name.
Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is saying, look for new beginnings in your life. Expect it. Speak the new beginnings into your life because God has opened that door. You got to put the brakes on the flesh. You got to open yourself up to the blessings and the promises of Jesus. You got to speak them, you got to call them in, and you got to keep the peace of God in you. You have a spirit of peace in you. You shouldn't be rattled about anything. Amen? Amen. That's his lifestyle. when he was going to feed 5,000, the apostles got rattled. They, how are we going to do this? See, if that had been me, I'd say, shut up and sit down. But he didn't say that. He said, tell him to sit down. See, he never lost his peace. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, expect it. I'm telling you, saints, call it in. He's opened the door. It's yours. I don't care what's happening in your life. My background is out of booze and drugs and death wishes and multiple sclerosis and those funny little cigarettes. And God still uses me. He called me into his kingdom. I accepted Jesus Christ. And look what he's been doing for 35 years. Got a beautiful wife. Been married 55 years. Two boys, two girls. All kinds of grandkids running around. I'm blessed. I'm blessed with his righteousness. I'm blessed with his grace. I'm blessed with his mercy. I'm blessed with his compassion. I'm blessed with his knowledge. I'm blessed with his wisdom. I'm blessed with his mind. I'm blessed with his gifts.
You're blessed.
Huh?
You're blessed.
Blissed? Yeah, blessed, yeah. See, I have to listen to David closely. He's from a different part of the country than I am, and I'm a different part of the country. So we both get together. We sound like we're talking in tongues. I'm only kidding. Well, if you need prayer, maybe God wants to impart something in you today. I didn't say me, I said God. Maybe he wants to encourage you. Maybe he wants you to feel the peace that we're talking about. And the peace will drive out all those storms that are going on in your life. All that stinking thinking. All that putting yourself down. You're a good person. You're a blessed person. You're sons and daughters, kings and priests. Amen?
Amen.
Well, if you want prayer, come up here. I'm going to zip this up. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just think, we ain't going to see Greg and his wife up here no more. No. Praise God. We all got to do what God says, right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, Father God, let your Holy Spirit come upon her, Lord. With your healing touch, Lord, the peace of Jesus. In Jesus' name, the peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Praise God. I don't know who she's anointed. I'm anointed, one or the other. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This wonderful couple ready here? Ooh, no tripping. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, I anoint her, Lord, and I thank you and praise you, Lord. Ah, the presence of Jesus, the peace of God.
Power! Power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. It's all loose. It's all gone. Father God, we thank you and we praise you in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is showing me there was almost a train wreck. Not a train, two trains of, like in the world. There was almost a train wreck and God stepped in and he stopped something. And I think you've been starting to catch on that God was involved in something. in your life and in different things that have happened in your life. And God will always be with you. And God will always cause train wrecks to stop. And God will always put the brakes on the devil and brakes on principalities and powers. But God will always encourage you. And God will always call you into the anointing, into the peace of a living God. So God is promising these things to you. And he says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Your strength right now. You're feeling his strength right now in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come in here, dear. Come right in here. It's great. We're over here. Come over here, dear. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you. Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh. Ooh. Hallelujah. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Raise your hands, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Didn't Leslie come back? Huh? Oh. Go down there and start down there, dear. Go down there and start. Go ahead. Go down there. Go down. Just come up this way. Work up this way. Stop praying for people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the anointing and the peace of God upon this man of God. In Jesus' name. I break every assignment of Satan, every principality and power. You're not going to throw darts in his mind, Satan. I hold up the shield of faith. I hold up the blood covenant over him. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord. He's under this covenant. He's protected, Lord. And we shall pray for him every day. And he shall grow, Lord. And he has been given a word within 6 months. The light is going to shine through him like never before. Because where light shines, there can be no darkness shining. So it's in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you for this man, Lord, who's going to be in the Philippines. Hallelujah. Use him, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Open many doors for him, Lord. Let the people receive him and his wife, Lord. Let the anointing come up out of him, Lord. Let your glory shine through him, Lord. Let your peace always be with him and his wife. Let his peace be upon his home, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let him stand up in the name of Jesus and take authority over demons and principalities and powers. Let him have the anointing and the power to pop eyes open, Lord, to pull them out of the wheelchairs, to cause them to be risen from the dead. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch his wife right now, Lord. Let the anointing, Lord, become both of theirs, Lord. Let them two stand side by side, Lord. Because when two touch and agree, Lord, what they touch and agree will come to pass. So we thank you for this woman of God, Lord. We thank you how she's going to stand beside her husband. And she's going to be a big part of the anointing in the ministry. I thank you, Lord, that her eyes are going to be open, Lord. The deep revelation, Lord, about people's hearts, Lord. And she's going to read their hearts. And she's going to call that stuff forward without even ever meeting leading these people. It's going to cause them to come into your kingdom, Lord Jesus. For the woman, this woman of God right now will have the eyes of Jesus seeing deep into the people's hearts, Lord, and causing them to be freed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hi. No, I didn't. Hallelujah. Did you feel that, dear? Did you talk English?
Yes.
Did you feel the presence of God?
Yes.
Did you feel it? Oh, yes. Praise God. You're blessed. Is this your daughter? She's a pretty young lady, isn't she? Is this your grandchild?
No.
No? Who's this? Is this your sister? Well, who's this?
No. In Christ we are.
Oh, okay. Where
are
you from?
India.
Oh, you came over from India.
Yes.
Wow. How did you get here? Oh, she invited you.
No.
Oh. Someone else did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, praise God. It's nice to have you. God bless the both of you. You bet. Father God, right now, Lord, I curse this diabetes, Lord. I command healing, Lord, of you, Jesus, as I release my faith to go all through her body, Lord. To go all through her body, Lord. You are the resurrection power, Jesus. It's your faith. It's your power, Jesus. And so by your spirit, Lord, I call power of Jesus. The power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Power of Jesus. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Power of Jesus. The power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Awaken him, Lord, to that peace. Show him, Lord, that he's worthy, Lord, to raise the dead, to open blind eyes, to heal. Let him walk in it, Lord Jesus. And let him come to the people who are on the streets. Let him set them free and watch them all come to you, Lord Jesus, by the miracle working power, by the sighting of the miracle power of you, Jesus. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, let the power rise up in him, Jesus. Power of Jesus. Power rise up in him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Here's another one. Praise God. He's a winner. He just don't know how to get home. God's going to show him how to get home.
Amen.
Are you tired, young man? I'm going. I'm glad there was no flies flying by. I'm only kidding you. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you for your presence, your peace, and your anointing, Lord. I thank you for Patty. I thank you for Matthew, Lord. I thank you for that home, Lord. I thank you that the peace of God is going to reign in there, Lord, and Matthew is going to come someday, Lord, and get the light and the revelation in him, Lord, and he's going to speak out the word of God, Lord, and he's going to see people's hearts, Lord. He's struggling right now for those things, Lord, but you are going to bring him through it, Lord, because just as you did David, you gave him the Philistine, you're going to give Matthew the power and the anointing, Lord, and you're going to free him, spirit, soul, and body, because we touch and agree. And this man of God that stands before you, Lord, let new songs come into his heart, Lord. Let a fresh anointing rise up in him, Lord. Let him get caught up in the spirit, Lord, and let him realize and see the visions. Let him come the visions of the Lord. Let him come the visions of the Lord. I call it forth by the power of the Holy Spirit, according to your truth, which is your word, Lord, that it'll cause him to see things he's never seen before. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Am I up here? Yeah, I guess I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. you're trying to make a decision, you need to wait a little while on the Lord. You need to make sure that both of you agree. You know I'm talking to you? Yes, yes, yes. Praise God. It doesn't matter about the name. I don't have to remember names. I just got to remember Jesus. I'm in the spirit now. I'm not in the world. I'm not standing up here with a telephone book saying, oh, that's his name. No, we're standing here with the anointing of the Spirit of God. God says don't make it unless you both agree. Don't hinder your prayers. Because if you don't get her advice and you don't come in agreement and you treat her differently, you'll hinder your prayers. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's going to be a difference in your ministry, young lady back here, sitting beside. What's your name, dear? Wait, on the back pew right there. Yeah. Vicky. Do you minister? Something. Well, that's what God's saying. There's going to be a change in your ministry. God's going to open some doors. There has been people who have rejected you. God says you need to just push aside from them and let the rejection come. Go to those who receive your anointing, who receive your words, and bring it to the people who are hungry for what you have on your heart. And God says he'll open doors continually, and he'll bring people to you that receive what you have to say from my word, saith the Lord. The Spirit of God will come upon you in such a way, in a freshness, that you'll have a revival in your spirit, and you'll bring that to the people. And don't look back. Put your hands to the plow, and don't worry what people are saying. Don't worry about rejection. Just come forth in my truth, saith the Lord, in my footprints, and I'll show you the power of my spirit in your life, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you going on a journey? Yes. Now? What journey are you on? We never want to go on a journey we don't know. We want to go on a journey we know. You know what's the trouble with you, dear? You need to experience God's love. There has been trippings and potholes in your life and people and all kinds of different things, and you've lost your peace, you've lost your focus. But God says you're going to go on a journey, a true journey, and it's going to be a journey of peace. It's going to be a journey that He'll guide you into some places. There has been a lot of mind problems, attacks in your mind. And God says today you'll feel his peace, and today the mind will be free. Today the emotions will receive the spirit of the anointing of God and put it to rest. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. As I speak into her mind, I cast out all darkness in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. The power of Jesus, hallelujah. The power of Jesus. You're all done, Satan. You're all done, principalities and powers. Right now, this woman of God is going to stand up in the peace, stand up in the joy, stand up in the blessings of God, because they will flow out of her, because her heart's for you, Father God, through Jesus Christ. So you can't turn back. I command the hand of God to work with her now. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If someone's new here and you don't know what that means, I don't know what it means either, so. Hallelujah. Amen? Praise God. I feel like I got a whole tube full of Novocaine. Praise God. I think I'll stop here and rest a minute. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We draw our attention to you, Lord. Everything that's happened in this place, Lord, is by your Spirit for your glory, Lord Jesus. We honor you today. We thank you, Lord, that you opened the door. We thank you for your lifestyle, Lord Jesus. We thank you that the Spirit wants to call forth, not run around, convict us of all kinds of things, but show us who we are in Jesus Christ, so we can become a member of the body of Christ, Lord, going out into the world, Lord, and leading people to Jesus and preaching your gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. I call today, Lord, for a fresh anointing upon all these people, Lord. I call the blessings of Abraham into people's lives through you, Lord Jesus Christ. And I call financial blessings from Abraham, Lord. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord. We've been refreshed today. We have received your anointing, your word, Lord. We know that you've been in this place. We thank you for the wonderful Holy Spirit who teaches and counsels and brings glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We just exalt and lift you up. You are the only way to our Father God. You are the Son of the Most High God. You are the Lord over the universe, Lord Jesus Christ. And we speak now from our mouths, all of us in agreement, that we love you, Lord Jesus. By the Spirit of love, we love you, Lord Jesus. And we give you praise and honor and glory. And everybody said,
amen.
Yes, give him a clap on. Hallelujah.